The rest of the story. It was freezing cold in the railway station waiting room, but the young attorney would not risk further insult by asking for his overcoat. So he just sat there and shivered and brooded, while his coat remained packed in his luggage out on the station platform. As midnight approached, the night grew colder still. Since there was no light in the waiting room, it was quite dark, so dark that when another traveler finally entered, he was at first unaware of the lawyer's presence. The man tried to strike up a conversation, but the brooding barrister was in no mood for companionship. All he wanted to do was sit there and stay angry and consider the ways in which he might retaliate for the indignity which had been heaped upon him. If only he hadn't been thrown off that train in the mountains, where the nights are so awfully cold. Perhaps the attorney could sneak his overcoat out of his suitcase if the station master wasn't looking or had fallen asleep, but the young lawyer decided not to risk another confrontation with the white establishment. Had he been white, he thought to himself, he would now be sleeping comfortably on the train, and the Maritzburg station would be far behind, for this is the rest of the story. The attorney had had a first-class ticket, and he was traveling in first-class accommodations. But then the train pulled into Maritzburg about 9 p.m., and a passenger got on, a white passenger. He took one look at the lawyer, saw only a colored man. He left the coach and returned with two railroad employees. One of the employees told the attorney he was in the wrong car, that the third-class car was the next one down. The young lawyer said so what? He'd been traveling first class thus far and intended to continue. The railroad people threatened to summon police. The attorney said, I dare you, so they dared. They held the train in Maritzburg station, called the police, and an officer arrived and forcibly pushed him off the train. And his luggage quickly joined him on the platform. Now, once and for all, would that young man please go to the third class car? But the lawyer refused, instead went to the cold, dark waiting room and sat and stayed the entire night. The following day, he boarded another train. He rode first class without a hassle. He resumed his journey to Charlestown, but what had happened the night before at that lonely rail stop in the capital of Natal would profoundly influence the rest of that young lawyer's life. For it was then and there in the freezing darkness that an infinitesimal spark was fanned into an all-consuming conflagration. Decades later, that lawyer would refer to that incident as the most creative passage, is the way he put it, the most creative passage of his entire lifetime. By then the world would recognize him not as a courtroom crusader, but as a soldier in the trenches of civil rights. You have always known his incomparable saga of social protest. But now you know how it all began. How this modern-day David developed his distaste for Goliath one midnight in a frozen rail station. You have since come to know that young attorney as Mahatma Gandhi. The Mahatma Gandhi? That's right. The Mahatma Gandhi. Only now you know the rest of the story.